ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 23. Did you hear that Japanese rumor?
Hello everyone and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは皆さん。こんにちはピーターさん。
こんにちはナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。In this lesson, you'll learn about the expression, I heard that something something.
Right. 何々そうです。As in, 雨が降るそうです。
I heard that it's going to rain. This conversation takes place at
美容院 at a hair salon. なので美容院で便利な言葉も勉強します。
Right. So you learn some expressions that are useful at a hair salon.
大空春也さんが美容院にいます。
春也大空 is at a hair salon. Because it's a conversation between a hairdresser and her customer, you'll hear
丁寧な日本語
Formal Japanese. Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more. では聞いてください。
こんな髪型にしてください。
はい。毎日寒いですね。
そうですね。
予報によると今夜雪が降るそうですよ。
へえ。
眠そうですね。あ、そういえばおめでとうございます。お子さんが生まれたそうですね。奥さんから聞きました。元気な男の子だそうですね。
そうなんですよ。だから夜眠れなくて。あ、前髪をもう少し短く切ってください。
このくらいですか？
はい。
分け目はどうしますか？
お任せします。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
こんな髪型にしてください。
はい。毎日寒いですね。
そうですね。
予報によると今夜雪が降る。そうですよ。
へ
え。眠そうですね。あ、そういえばおめでとうございます。お子さんが生まれたそうですね。奥さんから聞きました。元気な男の子だそうですね。
そうなんですよ。だから夜眠れなくて、あ、前髪をもう少し短く切ってください。
このくらいですか？
はい。
分け目はどうしますか？
お任せします。
今度は英語が入ります。
こんな髪型にしてください。
Please make my hair like this.
はい。
Sure.
毎日寒いですね。
It's been cold every day, hasn't it?
そうですね。
It sure has.
予報によると、今夜雪が降るそうですよ。
According to the weather forecast, it's going to snow tonight.
へえ。
Oh yeah?
眠そうですね。
You seem sleepy.
あ、そういえばおめでとうございます。お子さんが生まれたそうですね。
Oh, I just remembered. Congratulations. I've heard that you've just had a baby.
奥さんから聞きました。元気な男の子だそうですね。
I heard about it from your wife. A healthy baby boy, apparently.
そうなんですよ。だから夜眠れなくて。
That's right. So I can't sleep at night.
あ、前髪をもう少し短く切ってください。
Oh, please cut my bangs a little shorter.
このくらいですか?
About this much?
はい。
Yes.
分け目はどうしますか?
What do you want to do about your parting?
お任せします。
I'll leave it up to you.
ピーターさんは美容院に行きますか?
Do I go to the hair salon? 日本ではもちろん行きます。In Japan, of course I go. アメリカでは行かないです。
なんで?
In the US, I don't go.
You don't cut your hair?
違います。アメリカでは床屋に行きます。In the US, I go to a barber shop.
ああ、そうですか。ピーターさんは美容院に行くんですね。
And speaking of, 美容院, you have to be careful about the pronunciation. You have to really hold or really prolong the yo sound.
Right. It's 美容院. I don't want to make this confusing, but the word for hospital sounds a bit similar.
Can you give it to us once?
The hospital?
Yeah.
病院.
And just break it down.
病院.
It's the first two syllables of that word that are quite confusing when you compare it with the three syllables of hair salon, which are?
美容院.
And just break it down.
美容院. 美容院.
The first two syllables of hospital are?
病院.
And together?
病.
The first three syllables of hair salon are?
美容院. 美容院.
So that's the difference. But when you hear it fast, it can sound quite similar. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is
こんな
like this, as such.
こんなこんな
Next.
眠い
sleepy, drowsy.
眠い眠い
Next.
前髪
bangs.
前髪
Next.
分け目
Parting of the hair. A part.
分け目
Next.
任せる
To leave to. To entrust.
任せる
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first one is
前髪
Bangs, fringe.
前 means front, and 髪 or 髪 is hair.
So 前髪 refers to the front part of one's hair.
そうです。Here's a simple sentence. 前髪を短く切ってください。
Please cut my bangs short. Okay, what do we have next?
このくらい。
This much, this amount. この means this, and くらい expresses degree or amount.And is often translated as about.
You'll hear some people say ぐ instead of く and say このぐらい. But このくらいand このぐらい mean the same. And you can tell the hairdresser how much you want to cut using this phrase along with body language. このくらい切ってください.
Please cut this much. And the last phrase we're going to look at is
お任せします.
I'll leave it to you. The Japanese verb.Makaseru means to leave to or to entrust. Naomi-sensei, you can just say makaseru or makasemasu to mean I'll leave it to you, right?
そうですね、right. However, the honorific prefix o plus the masu stem of a verb plus suru is a very polite way to say to do something. So, お任せします is a super polite way to say I'll leave it to you.
Let's break down this phrase.
お
honorific prefix.Followed by
任せ
the ma stem of the verb 任せる to leave to and
します。
To do.
We recommend that you memorize this as a set phrase. お任せします。
What's the opposite?
Huh? Opposite? 反対?
Yeah, you know, like, leave it to me.
Ah, okay. For that, use the te form. 任せて or 任せてください。
Please leave it to me. By the way, Naomi-sensei,
はい。
You would never, ever use お任せ when you're at a hair salon.
そう。
本当?
So, I use this phrase a lot.
That explains why your hair always looks like that. See?
Hidai.
Here's the problem. Omakase is a very polite expression. So it means that you don't know the person who's going to cut your hair that well, which means they're going to mess your hair up. So you should never say omakase with someone you don't know well.
Oh, yeah, that's true.I use that phrase because I know the hairdresser. I usually have the same hairdresser.
Yeah, that explains so much. So you should get a new person and then get close enough where you could say, makaseru. And that means that like, you're that close that you can be casual with them because they cut your hair so well.
Hmm.
On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn about the expression, I heard that something something, using soda.
It's very easy to do. Just attach そうだ or そうです to a verb or adjective in informal speech.
Okay, let's practice. How do you say to snow or it's going to snow?
Okay, 雪 is snow and 降る is to fall.
Or to precipitate.
So, it's going to snow is 雪が降る.
So, how do you say, I heard it's going to snow when that information is based on a third party?
Attach そうだ to it.
So, I heard it's going to snow is?
雪が降るそうだ。
I heard it's going to snow. Let's practice some more. How do you say, I heard it's going to rain?
It's going to rain is 雨が降る。
To that attach, そうだ。
雨が降るそうだ。
I heard it's going to rain. Now, if you want to mention who or what you got the information from, use the phrase
によると。For example, news is
news.
So, news によると means
according to the news.
The weather forecast is 天気予報. So, 天気予報によると
according to the weather forecast.
ピーターによると
according to Peter. So, Naomi-sensei, how would you say according to the weather forecast, it's going to snow tomorrow?
天気予報によると、明日、雪が降るそうだ。
Let's recap this lesson with a quiz. Imagine you're watching the weather forecast on TV in Japan, and you hear the forecaster say,
明日、雨が降ります。
When you pass this information on to someone else, what would you say? Please note that, そうだ only comes after informal speech. Naomi-sensei, the answer is,
明日、雨が降るそうだ。Or,明日、雨が降るそうです。
And just to reiterate, そうだ always comes after informal Japanese. So you would never have 雨が降りますそうだ。
No. If you wanna be polite, attach そうです to an informal speech.
Let's stick to the informal for now. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
明日、雨が降るそうだ。
Okay.Say, I heard it's going to rain tomorrow.
明日、雨が降るそうだ。 Okay, so can you add a phrase that means according to the news to this sentence?
According to the news, it's going to rain tomorrow.
ニュースによると、明日、雨が降るそうだ。
Okay, how'd you do? Okay, that's all for this lesson.Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。じゃあまた。
See you next time.
こんな髪型にしてください。
はい。毎日寒いですね。
そうですね。
予報によると今夜雪が降るそうですよ。
へえ。
眠そうですね。あ、そういえばおめでとうございます。お子さんが生まれたそうですね。奥さんから聞きました。元気な男の子だそうですね。
そうなんですよ。だから夜眠れなくて。あ、前髪をもう少し短く切ってください。
このくらいですか？
はい。
分け目はどうしますか？
お任せします。